义务教育教科书英语九年级全一册，人民教育电子音像出版社出版。
Unit 1. How can we become good learners? Section A. Activity 1B. Listen. How do these students study for a test? Write letters from 1A above.
Hey, everybody. There's a big test on Tuesday. I really need some help. Can you tell me how you study for a big test?
Sure.
Yes.
Sure we will.
You did really well on the last English test, didn't you, Mei-Ping?
Yeah, I did okay.
Well, how did you study for it?
By making word cards.
Maybe I'll try that. So, how do you study for a test, Peter?
By asking the teacher for help. She's always happy to answer my questions.
That's interesting. How do you study, Tony?
I like to study by listening to tapes, but sometimes my mother thinks I'm listening to music, and then she gets mad.
Oh, maybe I won't do that then.
Section A, Activity 2A. Listen and check the questions you hear.
Welcome to the English Club.Today we're going to talk about the best ways to learn English. Does anyone learn English by watching videos?
No. It's too hard to understand spoken English.
What about keeping a diary in English? Do you learn English that way?
Yes, I do. It helps to write English every day.
Have you ever studied with a group?
Yes, I have. I've learned a lot that way.
Do you have conversations with friends in English?
Oh, yes. It really improves my speaking skills.
What about reading aloud to practice pronunciation?
I do that sometimes. I think it helps.
I do too, and I often look up new words in a dictionary.
That's a great idea.
Section A. Activity 2B. Listen again.Match each answer below with a question above.
Welcome to the English Club. Today we're going to talk about the best ways to learn English. Does anyone learn English by watching videos?
No. It's too hard to understand spoken English.
What about keeping a diary in English? Do you learn English that way?
Yes, I do. It helps to write English every day.
Have you ever studied with a group?
Yes, I have. I've learned a lot that way.
Do you have conversations with friends in English?
Oh, yes. It really improves my speaking skills.
What about reading aloud to practice pronunciation?
I do that sometimes. I think it helps.
I do too, and I often look up new words in a dictionary.
That's a great idea.
Section A. Activity 2D. Role play the conversation.
Annie, I'm a little nervous. I have to finish reading a book and give a report next Monday.
That doesn't sound too bad.
But I'm a very slow reader.
Just read quickly to get the main ideas at first. Don't read word by word. Read word groups.
But I don't understand many of the words.I have to use a dictionary.
Try to guess a word's meaning by reading the sentences before and after it. You probably understand more than you think.
That sounds difficult.
Well, be patient. It takes time. You can become better by reading something you enjoy every day. The more you read, the faster you'll be.
Section A, Activity 3A.Read the passage about Wei Fen and answer the questions.
How I learned to learn English. Last year, I did not like my English class. Every class was like a bad dream. The teacher spoke so quickly that I did not understand her most of the time.
I was afraid to ask questions because of my poor pronunciation.
I just hid behind my textbook and never said anything. Then one day, I watched an English movie called Toy Story. I fell in love with this exciting and funny movie, so I began to watch other English movies too. Although I could not understand everything the characters said, their body language and the expressions on their faces helped me to get the meaning. I also realized I could get the meaning by listening for just the key words. My pronunciation improved as well by listening to the conversations in English movies. I discovered that listening to something interesting is the secret to language learning. I also learned useful sentences like, "It's a piece of cake," or "It serves you right." I did not understand these sentences at first, but because I wanted to understand the story, I looked them up in a dictionary. Now I really enjoy my English class. I want to learn new words and more grammar so that I can have a better understanding of English movies.